I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaz with your daily coronavirus update. Salt Lake County will not impose its own mask mandate. The county council is following recommendations coming from the health department. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Those local health officials are citing improvements, including a decline in cases, although they are still calling on the county to continue to encourage mask use. Despite the mandate ending, businesses and private properties can continue to require mask usage if they choose. Additionally, an executive order from Mayor Jenny Wilson will keep mask requirements in place for county buildings.
That includes places like libraries, senior centers, and government facilities. Utah is getting fewer vaccine doses next week from Johnson & Johnson. A vaccine factory mixed up millions of doses last week. State Immunizations Director Rich Lakin told Dave and Dujanovic the state is getting 35,000 fewer doses.
That's significant because we went from 106,440 down to 71,810. Very disappointing.
Utah will still receive about the same number of doses from Moderna and Pfizer. The debate over requiring COVID vaccinations is becoming a legal debate. Universities and businesses are making plans to require proof.
Brown University, Rutgers, and others are requiring on-campus students to get vaccinated by next fall unless they have a medical or religious exemption, a move that got swift pushback. Meanwhile, Norwegian Cruise Lines, which hopes to set sail in July, announced proof of vaccination will be required for all passengers and crew members. Virgin Voyages announced a similar plan last month.
ABC's TJ Holmes reporting Texas and Florida have banned vaccine mandates. Private businesses here in Utah can require vaccines if they wish. There are 612 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Utah today. The State Health Department reports 140 people currently hospitalized and two more people have died. To date, Utah has administered over 1.5 million vaccine doses across the state. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.